Hello.
Hello.
This is Al from Opinion Research. Today we're talking to people in your area about local issues. Let me ask you, are you registered to vote in North Carolina?
Yes.
Thank you so much. Now, let me ask you this. First, do you think of yourself as male, female, gender, queer, gender, non-confirming, not exclusively male nor female?
Male.
Thank you. May I know what is the year of your birth?
60.
1960?
Yes.
Thank you so much. Are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
Thank you. May I know what is your race?
African-American.
Thank you so much. And what is the highest level of the school you have completed or the highest degree you have received?
Master's degree.
Thank you so much. Now, no matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make a positive impact on issues you care about? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale from 0 to 10. 10 means that your vote has a lot of power. 5 means you just have some power, and 0 means your vote has no power at all.
10.
Thank you. Thinking about the direction in which the country is headed, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Very satisfied.
Thank you. Now, please rate your feelings towards some people, organizations, and issues on a scale from 0 to 10. 10 means you feel very warm and favorable towards them. 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable. And 5 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please indicate that. First one is Donald Trump. How will you rate him from 0 to 10?
1.
Thank you. About Attorney General Josh Stein.
7.
Thank you. About the Democratic Party.
5.
About Robert F. Kennedy Jr.
2.
Thank you. About the Republican Party.
Excuse me?
The Republican Party?
3.
I'm sorry, how much?
3.
3, okay, thank you. About Joe Biden?
7.
Thank you. Next one is J.D. Benz.
2.
And last one, Kamala Harris.
9.
Thank you so much. I know it's still a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Democrat Kamala Harris, Republican Donald Trump, third party candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr.?
Kamala Harris.
Thank you. I know it's still a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote to be by your House representative, the Democratic candidate or the Republican candidate?
Democratic candidate.
Thank you. And which of the following statement is closer to your opinion, even if neither is perfect? The statement A, voting in the upcoming 2024 elections is how I have the power to make changes on the issues that are important to my everyday life. Or statement B, my personal decisions are what impact my everyday life most in voting in the upcoming 2024 elections won't impact me that much.
Okay.
And is statement A much more or somewhat more?
A much more.
Thank you. And which of the following statement is closer to your opinion, even if neither is perfect? First one, our government and political system work effectively to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people. Or second, which is our government and political system do not work effectively now to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people, but could in the future. Or the last one, our government and political system will likely never work effectively to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people.
The second one.
Thank you. In general, do you feel positive or negative about each of the following? First one, your own future.
Positive.
Thank you. About the future of the planet.
Say it again.
The future of the planet.
Yes.
Positive or negative?
Positive.
Thank you. And last one, the future of the country. Do you feel positive or negative about that issue?
Positive.
Thank you. Do you expect it to be easier or harder for you to vote in the upcoming 2024 November general election, or would it be about the same?
Harder.
Okay. And it will be somewhat harder or much harder?
Much harder.
Thank you. Now, thinking about the upcoming elections in 2024, please indicate the two best reasons why you might not vote in the upcoming elections. You may select up to two answers. First one is because elections are rigged and my vote won't matter, or I don't have time to vote, or I don't know enough about the candidates, or racist politicians have made it too hard for me and people like me to vote, or it is too difficult for me to vote, or I don't like any of the candidates. Or last one, because voting doesn't change things that matter to me.
Politicians made it difficult to vote.
Okay. Can you give me the second one?
It's difficult to vote. Too many requirements.
Okay. Thank you so much. Now, who's trying to make it harder for people like you to vote in the upcoming elections? I'm going to read you a list. Let me know. First one, I got racist politicians, Democrats, all politicians, or MAGA Republicans?
MAGA Republicans.
Thank you. We're about 50%. Thank you so much for your time, for your patience. Below is a list of potential threats to democracy in America. After each one, please indicate how concerned you are about each item on a scale from 0 to 10. 10 means that are very concerned. 5 means you are neither concerned nor unconcerned. 0 means you're not concerned at all. You may choose any number from 0 to 10. First one says, preventing the president from being prosecuted for things they did while acting in an official capacity as president, even if those things were illegal. How would you rate that from 0 to 10?
10 being the best. Give me again.
10 means that it's very concerned. 5 means you are neither concerned nor unconcerned.
Okay.
It means you're not concerned at all. Mm-hmm.
10, very concerned.
Thank you. Next one says, given the president the power to deploy the military against protesters at any demonstrations against the government and effectively criminalizing constitutionally protected free speech, how would you rate that from 0 to 10?
Very concerned.
Thank you. Next one says, restructuring the Department of Justice so the president can prosecute political opponents, including protesters. How will you rate that from 0 to 10?
Very confined.
Thank you. Next one, sending voters to jail for minor voting errors or trying to correct minor voting errors. How will you rate that from 0 to 10?
Very confined.
Thank you. Next one, arresting and jailing individuals who hand out food and water to voters standing in long lines to vote. How will you rate that from 0 to 10?
Very concerned.
Thank you. Next one says, having armed vigilantes guard polling locations to ensure that only the right types of voters get to vote. How will you rate that from 0 to 10?
Very concerned.
Thank you. We're almost done here. Next one says, increasing political violence in response to American elections. How will you rate that from 0 to 10?
Very concerned.
Next one, creating a surveillance state to monitor citizens' everyday lives. How will you rate that from 0 to 10?
Very concerned.
Thank you. And last one says, allowing wealthy individuals, corporations, and special interests to have unchecked influence on elections by eliminating all restrictions on donations to political campaigns. How will you rate that from 0 to 10?
Very concerned.
Thank you so much. And how big of a problem is racial discrimination in your community today? Is it a big problem, somewhat of a problem, small problem, or not a problem at all?
Big problem.
Thank you. Have you or anyone you personally know experienced any racist comments or behavior within the past 2 years?
Yes.
Personally or someone else?
Someone else.
Thank you so much. We're almost done here. We're about 75%. Thank you again for your time, for your patience. Now, here are some statements that Democrats have made about Republicans. On a scale from 0 to 10, please indicate how concerned you are about this statement, where 10 means you're extremely concerned about the statement, and 5 means neither concerned or unconcerned about the statement, and 0 means you're not at all concerned about the statement. You may select any number from 0 to 10. First one says, but MAGA Republicans are attacking our freedom to vote so they can take and hold power for themselves. How will you rate that from 0 to 10?
10.
Thank you. Next one, MAGA Republicans are trying to create barriers to the ballot box and even overturn our elections. How will you rate that from 0 to 10?
10.
Thank you. Next one, since our nation's founding, a faction has tried to suppress the power of people of color, from enslavement to Jim Crow segregation. How will you rate that from 0 to 10?
Say it again.
Since our nation's founding, a faction has tried to suppress the power of people of color, from enslavement to Jim Crow segregation. How will you rate that from 0 to 10?
10. Correct.
Thank you. And last one, instead of addressing the rising cost of living, MAGA Republicans continue to cater to the wealthy corporations that are raising our prices while not paying taxes. How will you rate that from 0 to 10?
10.
Thank you so much. And now here's a list of actions that people might take to participate in civic engagements or politics. Which of one or two of the following do you believe are the most effective way to make change on the issues that you care about the most? You may select up to two. First one, donating to political campaigns or organizations, attending city council meetings, engaging in direct action like attending sit-ins or occupying buildings, boycotting a company, voting in state or local elections such as governor or mayor, engaging in civil disobedience, talking to friends and family about politics, voting in federal elections such as for president or U.S. Congress, posting on social media, or volunteering for a local organization in my community.
Voting, donating, demonstrations, and posting on social media.
Okay. So donating to political campaigns or organizations, correct?
Yes.
And then voting in state or local elections, such as governor or mayor, is that correct?
I'll be voting.
Okay. Thank you. Now, no matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make a positive impact on issues you care about? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale from 0 to 10. 10 means that your vote has a lot of power. 5 means you just have some power. And 0 means your vote has no power at all.
10.
Thank you.
Vote has power.
Thank you. Now, one last time, if the November 2024 election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Democrat Kamala Harris, Republican Donald Trump, third party candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr., or other, independent or third party?
Democrat.
Thank you. In politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, Democrat, or independent?
Independent.
Thank you. Do you lean more towards the Republican Party, the Democrat Party, or neither?
Neither.
Thank you. Thinking about your approach to political issues, will you describe yourself as very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Conservative.
Somewhat conservative or very conservative?
Yes. Somewhat conservative.
Thank you. And are you or have you ever been a member of a union?
No.
Thank you. Do you currently own your home, rent, live with a family member or friend or something else?
Own a house and live with a family.
Thank you. And were you born in the United States or in another country?
In the United States.
Thank you. And were your parents born in the United States or another country?
Another country.
Thank you so much. Both or just one of them? I'm sorry.
One of them.
Okay. Thank you. And for whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote?
I vote.
Who do you vote for?
Yes, I voted for Trump.
Okay. Thank you. And which of the following best describe your current employment status? Full-time, part-time, temporarily laid off, unemployed, retired, permanently disabled, homemaker, or student?
Employed.
Unemployed?
No, employed.
Okay. Full-time or part-time?
Full-time.
Thank you. Last year, that it's 2023, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Was it less than 25,000, for between $25,000 to $45,000, $45,000 to $55,000, or $55,000 to $65,000, $65,000 to $75,000, $75,000 to $85,000, $85,000 to $100,000, $100,000 to $125,000, $125,000 to $150, $150,000, I'm sorry, or $150,000 to $175,000, $175,000 to $200,000, $200,000 to $225,000, $225,000 to $250,000, $250,000 to $300,000 or $400,000
or more.
Okay. Thank you so much. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation today.
Thank you.
Thank you. Have a good day. Bye.
This is Wetakola Ho Poncha. Please.